Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in. Make yourself comfortable. Grab your favorite beverage. Girlfriends, we are going to have a chat today. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I want you to ask yourselves right now, what do I want? Just to switch your mind, reset yourself so that you can attract everything that you want in line with the law of attraction. You attract what you focus on. Hi guys, I know that you're listening in and you're curious as to what us ladies are talking about today. So of course you are always welcome. Vibe, as you know, is also short for the word vibration. And this is the place where you get to turn your vibe on, turn it up, increase your vibration. Again, living at a high vibration is so much better living at a low vibration. And I know that you get that, and I know that I don't need to go in deep. You get that. So I want to talk about today about the thoughts of a high value woman. And by that, when I say high value, I mean a woman who's really tuned in to who she is, her wants, tuned into her authentic self. And in fact, is she honoring that? And so I grabbed a copy of my book this morning. I've got it right in front of me. She's Got That Vibe, which is available on Amazon. And I just wanted to share and relay a couple of little mini scenarios, stories from the book, just to kind of really break down what I mean by that. So I've got a story here on page 57 of my book. It's called the Shani story. In fact, it's an exchange. It's a conversation. And it goes like this. Telephone conversation one. So the best friend says to her friend Shani, "Hey Shani, would you like to come salsa tonight?" Shani responds, "I better not. John hates it when I dance. He thinks salsa is too flirty." The best friend responds, "But you love salsa." Shanice, "I know," she says longingly, "but he'll only get angry." Another conversation with the best friend. "Hey Shans, wanna meet up this Sunday?" "Oh, I can't. John is coming over. I do get tired sometimes. I feel like my weekend is not mine anymore. And he needs so much pampering. He wants a massage. I have to cook. And you know, I don't really like cooking. And as soon as I finish one thing, he wants me to do something else. I just don't get a chance to really relax." Best friend: "But Shans, you work all week really hard. What about your needs? Don't you feel you're going to resent this at some point?" Shanice responds, "I know, but he does so much for me. He treats me so much. He buys me clothes, little gifts. He does give back." Best friend: "But Shans, who are you trying to convince? You're going to need to talk to him about it. Maybe he doesn't even realize he's being too demanding. You're not being true to who you really are." Another conversation with Shans. As the best friend looked around the table, she noticed that Shanice and John sat stone-faced as they looked at the comedy act on stage. They were all sat in a show, a dance event, and Shanice had whispered to her best friend earlier on that John was not happy with how the event was going. He felt it was disorganized. After the show and the dance began, music on, people rocking, Jenny looked, that's the best friend, to pull Shanice to the dance floor, but she declined. She said, "You know, if it was just you and I, I'd be on that dance floor enjoying myself. But I know if I do, John will just get upset and feel as if I'm disrespecting him. So I better not. In fact, I think I'm going to go home." And so John and Shanice left. Now, listeners, what did you see in those three different scenarios? Well, when you think about Shanice, you can see that she stopped focusing on her wants. She stopped focusing on her wants and allowed the other person wants, didn't she? You could see where she was living out of integrity with herself. The thing is, when you live with integrity with yourself, people take you more seriously. And on top of that, you will attract more authentically. When you're in an authentic space, you will attract an authentic person. When you're being true to who you are, you will attract somebody who loves you for who you are. So you see where the self-love comes in. You have to deal with loving yourself, knowing your wants, and putting it out there. So stop focusing on the other person's wants, whereby you are disallowing your own wants. Do not blame your partner. This is where a lot of you women get this wrong, for not getting what you want. I'm going to repeat that. Do not blame your partner for you not getting what you want. That is your job. He is not a mind reader. That's your responsibility to make yourself happy. You should never give up who you are as a reward for another's kindness. See where Shanice explained to her best friend, "Oh, he does this for me and he buys me gifts and he buys me clothes." You could still see that she was giving up who she was as a reward for another's kindness. Be authentic. Live in integrity with the truth of who you are and what you need. And learn to communicate your wants in a way that is not a criticism. Learn to communicate your wants in a way that is not a criticism. Like I said, a man is not a mind reader. If your needs are not being met, guess whose responsibility that falls on? It's your responsibility. So a high value woman takes care of herself. A high value woman loves herself. Okay? Not in an arrogant way. She's just clear about what she wants and what her boundaries are. And it makes it very easy then to attract the ideal partner. So let's look at the thoughts of a she's got that vibe woman, okay? A woman who's clear about her vision of who she is, who has clear intention of how she wants to feel in a relationship, who has beliefs that sustain that is in alignment with her intention, and so therefore her expectation is to attract somebody who is a match to her. So, number one, she does not depend on another to meet all her needs. She doesn't depend on another to meet all her needs. Number two, they will inevitably let her down every time. Why? Because it's not their job. Number three, it's not their job to make her whole. That's her job. Number four, she finds her preferences from her contrasting experiences throughout her dating experience. And she takes responsibility for being the change that she wants, so that it becomes active in her vibration. So therefore she will attract it. So what does that mean? She takes responsibility for how she wants to feel in a relationship. She owns it. She becomes it. Yes? And therefore she attracts it. So if she wants a generous man, she herself has to be generous. And I'm not talking necessarily to men. I'm talking about to everyone. She has to have a generous nature. And God's universe, with its laws, the law of attraction says, your wish is my command. I'm going to reflect back at you generosity. You see? And so she calls in a man who is generous. I am disciplined in my thoughts to attract what I want. That's what the she's got that vibe woman is thinking. She's disciplined in her thoughts to attract what she wants. Now, being disciplined in your thoughts is extremely important. You know, we've got two category of thoughts. One is peace and love, and the other one is based on fear and war. And these thoughts are constantly constantly raging at one another, at the other. And so you have to know which thoughts you want, because you know that those thoughts, the ones that you're attached to, are going to manifest itself in your life. I love the story of the Grand Cherokee, who's telling the grandchild about these two wolves that are raging within us. One represents peace and love, the other war and fear. And the grandchild asks, which of the wolves wins? And he says, the one that you feed. So are you being disciplined in your thoughts so that you can attract what you want? The next one, number six, a lot of people tend to underestimate the power of this. Think about what you want and visualize it. Fantasize with it. Visualize it, see the outcome. Now, when you visualize, it's not just about seeing what you want, it's about feeling what you want. Feeling is the secret. How do you want to feel in a relationship? Embody that every day. You know, the other day I was thinking about feng shui. And really, when you think about what feng shui is, it's about adorning your home, setting up your home in a particular way so that it evokes feelings in you. So for example, what sort of images have you got in your home? If you're a single woman and you're wanting to find, you know, or attract, in fact, a partner, do you have images in your home of single people? Do you have images of just singleness? Because what you ought to do is get pictures of a couple. Your mind, it will go into your mind subconsciously. And you will start to feel as if you're in a relationship. Imagine how you feel, for example, when you read an erotic novel or you see an erotic picture. It creates an erotic feeling in you. You can literally feel that emanating from you. That's how you want to feel. You want to create an experience around you where you are projecting a vibe. Okay? And that's what we do when we create images around us. Yeah, that's why vision boards are so important. So you can see these images, whether you're doing it consciously or not, that's allowing you to feel the experience and so therefore emanate it. And God's universe says, your wish is my command, and gives it right back at you. Feeling is the secret. So let's now go to number 7, page 61 of She's Got That Vibe. A woman of vibe doesn't pick a person and then ask them to match her preferences. That would be unfair, because everyone has the right to live their life how they choose. Number 8. She doesn't ask the person to become what she wants so that she can have what she wants. Number 9. It's not their responsibility to be everything that she wants. Number 10, that's her responsibility. It's her responsibility to be everything that she wants. You see, I tell my clients, stop looking at that person who caused you to want more, who caused you to want to aspire for more, and then blame them for your emotional disharmony. They're not their fault that you want more. They're your thoughts. So we've got to get out of this blame culture and start taking responsibility for what we want. You know, this morning I was meditating on the fact that there are no idle thoughts. Every thought has creative power. Every thought. They're your thoughts. Start taking full responsibility for what you're projecting. Now, if you think a thought that is different to what you want, change it. Don't train your thoughts into a pattern that holds you apart from what you want. Remember the story of the two wolves that I told you? Yeah? Don't have your thoughts rooted in fear, because it's going to hold you apart from what you want, because that's not where your focus is. Your focus is not on what you want. Your focus is what you do not want. That's why I always, when you come into this room, I'll ask you, what is it you want? Ask yourself, what do I want? Because I want you to focus on what you want. You see? And then from that space, you now start to, which is number 13, develop your own deliberate pattern of thoughts. A lot of people are walking around aimlessly. No aim, no intention in their mind. Just drifting. If you're going to go with the flow, go with a disciplined flow. Go in, flow in the way, in the direction of what you are wanting. Number 14, stop focusing on the other person's wants. And I said it before, thus disallowing your own wants. Stop blaming the other person for you not getting what you want. Be the only player to attracting what you want. 17, stop asking others to be major players in what you want. Instead, Become a vibrational match to what you want. Get yourself in the feeling. That's what I mean by becoming a vibrational match to what you want. Get in the feeling of what you want so that you're vibrationally aligned. Because what comes to you is what's active in your vibration. In other words, cut the guy some slack. Cut him some slack. You see, often you can get what you want from what you've got. Just by you changing yourself, changing your vibration. So actively change your thoughts around what you want and create a whole new vibration. So the traits of an authentic woman. You see, when God made you, he created you as a one-off. A lot of you need to be reminded of this today. He created you as a one-off. He created you as a masterpiece. He stamped his seal of approval on you and he said, you're enough. You're unique. There is no one else like you. There's no one else that has the gifts that God has blessed you with that can do it in the way that you do. Yeah, your gifts are meant to be shared. So take time to find out what your gift is. Take time to focus on what your passion is, your purpose is, so you can fulfill the plan for why you're here. And when you walk in that knowledge, you will never seek validation outside of yourself. Because it's between you and your creator, right? That's between you and that purpose that is within you. So you will never seek validation as to who you are. The only validation that you need is that from your creator. When I was lost, that is what saved me. Coming to the knowledge that I do not need validation from another person. I do not need to walk in the opinion of another person. I do not need to walk in the perspective of another person. You see, you don't need to do any of that. It's between you and your God. Now, the thing is, when you walk in authenticity, you dishonor yourself and you dishonor your creator. You become a walking mask. It's almost like you're saying to God, that is, you did not create me enough, which is a lie. Okay? There's a lot of women who feel so insecure about themselves. And I'm here to tell you today that you are enough. You don't need to be like anyone else. You were designed to stand out. You are enough. And when you actually walk around in inauthenticity, walking around in a mask, you are buying into a lie. You are buying into a false illusion of who you are. As you walk about in a distorted version of who you are going to feel a void. You are feeling a void. You feel like something's off. Something is not right. Something is missing. And that's why a lot of women, a lot of men, seek validation of others to make them feel whole. When you walk in authenticity, you are walking in an illusion. In other words, you're walking around in fear. To quote an acronym, false evidence appearing real. Walking around in fear, feeling that you're not enough. Because that's the crux of it. When you get to the depth of it, that is what it's about. However, we're going to turn that around today. You see, when you walk in your authenticity, when you walk in the realness of who you are, you know, when you know that you are a child of the Most High, your whole demeanor changes. You hold your head up high and nothing fazes you. Nothing. You know that God's got you. And that when you walk in line with spiritual laws, such as the law of attraction, the law of gravity, there are many laws, the law of intention and desire. When you walk in line with these spiritual laws, nothing will faze you. And you know what's beautiful when you do that? Others will look at you and they will see you as a shining example, because your light will go before you. You will literally come across to other people as so vibrant. Have you ever seen somebody who feels so, you can feel that they feel so comfortable in their skin? People are attracted to people like that because they're shining their light. And it's almost as a beacon, isn't it? It feels like a beacon. When you see these superstars on TV and you see people with thousands and thousands of people listening to their music, for example, when they're on stage or they're singing or, you know, they're an actress, it's because these people come across as not afraid to show their talent, not afraid to show their gift. It comes across like a beacon of light, calling them to do the same. People are attracted to those people because they feel aspirational. It taps into their enoughness, and it's almost like they're saying, it's okay to be you. It's okay to shine your gift. And so when you, as a woman, you can hone in on who you are, work on personal development, to elevate yourself, to edify yourself, to learn more about yourself.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.